October 14th through the 20th, Philippians and Colossians. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. When was the last time you read the spiritual impressions you have recorded during your study of the New Testament? It might be helpful to review the promptings you've been receiving. Paul wrote his epistles to the Philippians and Colossians while he was in prison, but these letters don't have the tone you might expect from someone in prison. Paul spoke more about joy, rejoicing, and thanksgiving than he did about afflictions and trials. Christ is preached, he said, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. See Philippians chapter 1, verse 18. Though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the Spirit, joying and beholding the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. See Colossians chapter 2, verse 5. Certainly the peace of God that Paul experienced in his difficult circumstances passeth all understanding, but it was nonetheless a reality. In our own trials we can feel this same peace and rejoice in the Lord always. We can, as Paul did, rely completely upon Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption. We can say, as Paul did, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. See Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. See also Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. Ideas for personal scripture study. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Do we work out our own salvation? The phrase, work out your own salvation, is used by some people to support the idea that we are saved only by our own efforts. But that's a limited view, just as it is limited to understand Paul's teachings, by grace ye are saved through faith, see Ephesians 2 verse 8, to mean that no works are required for salvation. The scriptures, including the writings of Paul, clearly teach the need for both the grace of Jesus Christ and personal effort in order to receive salvation. As Nephi said, it is by grace that we are saved after all we can do. See 2 Nephi 25:23. Even in our efforts to work out our own salvation, it is God which worketh in you. See Philippians 2:13. See also Philippians 1 verse 6 and Bible Dictionary Grace. Philippians chapter 3 verses 5 through 14. The gospel of Jesus Christ is worth every sacrifice. Paul gave up much when he converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ, including the influential place he held in Jewish society as a Pharisee. In Philippians chapter 3 verses 5 through 14, look for what Paul gained because he was willing to make sacrifices for the gospel. How did he feel about his sacrifices? Then consider your own discipleship. What have you sacrificed for the gospel of Jesus Christ? What have you received? Are there any additional sacrifices you feel you need to make to become a more dedicated disciple of the Savior? See also 3 Nephi chapter 9 verses 19 and 20, Doctrine and Covenants section 58 verses 2 through 5, and Robert C. Gay, What Shall a Man Give in Exchange for His Soul? Ensign or Liahona, November 2012. Philippians chapter 4 verses 1 through 13. I can find joy in Christ regardless of my circumstances. Paul's life is a vivid illustration of the truth expressed by President Russell M. Nelson. Quote, when the focus of our lives is on Jesus Christ and His gospel, we can feel joy regardless of what is happening or not happening in our lives. Joy comes from and because of Him. End quote. From Joy and Spiritual Survival, Ensign or Liahona, November 2016. As you read Philippians, particularly chapter 4, search for statements that can help you find joy in any circumstance in your life. When have you experienced the peace of God during a challenging time? See verse 7. When have you found strength through Christ to do hard things? See verse 13. Why do you think it is important to be content in all circumstances? See verse 11. How can practicing the attributes in verse 8 help you find joy in your circumstances? See also Alma 33:23 and Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Grateful in Any Circumstances, Ensign Orleahona, May 2014. Colossians chapter 1 verses 12 through 23. My faith is founded on Jesus Christ. Here's a study approach you could try with almost any chapter of Scripture, though it works especially well with Colossians 1, 12 through 23. Search the verses for anything you learn about Jesus Christ and make a list of what you find. Why do you feel it is important to know these things about the Savior? Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 through 17. Disciples of Jesus Christ become new as they live His gospel. How do you know if the gospel of Jesus Christ is helping you become a new man or new woman? One way to find out is to explore Colossians 3, 1 through 17, and make a list of the attributes, attitudes, and actions of the old man, and another list of the attitudes, attributes, and actions of the new man. Does your study of these verses inspire any thoughts about how the gospel is changing you? Record your thoughts so that you can review them in the future and ponder how you are progressing. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Philippians. Your family may notice the words joy or rejoice repeated often in Philippians. Each time you come across one of these words, you could stop and discuss what Paul taught about how to find joy. Philippians chapter 2 verses 14 and 15. How can we shine as lights in the world? Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Perhaps your family could identify things to think on that fit the descriptions in these verses. See also Articles of Faith 1:13. How would your family be blessed by following Paul's counsel? Colossians chapter 1 verses 9 through 11 and chapter 2 verses 2 and 3. What can we do to increase in the knowledge of God? What treasures of wisdom and knowledge do we find in the gospel? Colossians chapter 1 verse 23 and chapter 2 verse 7. Perhaps your family could read these verses sitting around a tree or while looking at a picture of a tree, such as the one that accompanies this outline. What does it mean to be grounded and rooted in Christ? How can we help each other strengthen our spiritual roots? Improving our teaching. Live your testimony. You teach what you are, Elder Neil A. Maxwell taught. Your traits will be more remembered than a particular truth in a particular lesson. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 13.